Ah, not this again. I woke up from the nightmare, and my left cheek was stinging from the sharp pain. I turned on the lights and went near the mirror to check. My left cheek was swollen, and there was a red bruise over it, which was fresh, as if someone had just hit me. I checked the right cheek, and its bruises had faded a bit. I have been having these nightmares since the day I left Power Slab, but they were not this frequent. I only used to have them once a week, or sometimes only a few times within a month, but these days, they are getting frequent. Today is the third time I had this nightmare within a week, which is a first. After checking the cheek, I put some ointment over the bruises and then went back to my room. I could not fall asleep for some reason, so I took out my phone and started scrolling through it. The next day after coming back from work, I took a shower and then ordered something to eat. I lived alone, so I used to eat delivery food. After about half an hour or so, my doorbell rang, and I went to open it, and it was the delivery guy. I took the order and closed the door after giving him a tip. After dinner, I watched TV for some time, and then prepared myself to sleep. I usually drank chamomile tea before bed, but for some reason, I did not want to tonight, so I directly went to sleep. I opened my eyes, and I was in the ring of Power Slab. I looked around, and there was no one there except for the person sitting opposite. His face was blurred, so I could not figure out who it was, but I was able to see the rest of the body, which looked like it was artificially made from steel. I immediately understood the situation I was in. It was the nightmare that I kept having. Sweat started to drop from my forehead, and I struggled to get away from my seat, but it felt like I was glued there. No matter how much harder I tried to pull myself together to get up, I was unable to budge even an inch. That was when the buzzer started to make its sound, and it was finally time for the match. But my hand was frozen as well as the rest of my body. As soon as the buzzer stopped, I was struck in the face with a tight slap without even a warning. It felt like I was hit with an iron rod. I couldn't even get to feel the pain when I was struck again on the right cheek, which felt harder than before. And I started to feel dizzy by that. That person kept slapping me continuously without giving me a chance to pull myself together. I was wishing to wake up from the nightmare, but it frighteningly kept going on. That was when another tight slap came, and not only did it bruise my cheeks badly, but I felt as if my lips had started to bleed. I woke up from the sudden and extreme pain. I felt a sigh of relief. Not only that, but I immediately went to the bathroom to check, and my lips were bleeding. My face was all sore and aching from that slap. My body was feeling exhausted, and not only did my face hurt, but my hands and other body parts were aching as well. I thought it must be because of the nightmare I had, but still, I could not understand how I could get the wounds from my nightmare in real life. The next day, I decided to go to the doctor for this, and asked my office to inform them that I'd be taking a leave. My boss was too much of a bitch to approve it, but I still told him that I won't be able to come in. After that, I went to the doctor and got the wounds treated. When I told him about my condition, he suggested me a neurologist. The neurologist asked me about my medical history and some other questions related to my sleeping problems. After some tests, he asked me to visit again after 2 days. That night, I was scared of sleeping because, as rare as it was, I had 5 incidents within a week of that nightmare. I was frightened by the thought that I could suffer from that nightmare tonight as well. The doctor had given me Klonopin. That medicine I knew was to treat anxiety, but I thought maybe he has a reason to prescribe this to me. So I took it before going to bed. I could not bring myself to fall asleep that night because of the frightening feeling I was having. Around 3 a.m., I fell asleep. And as soon as I did, I opened my eyes in the ring of the Power Slab Arena again. The feeling of terror started to creep over me, and this time, my body didn't feel like it was stuck or glued. Instead, it felt as if my entire body was paralyzed from the neck. I was alone in the ring this time, so I started to pray for the person with a blurred face to not come. But I was not that lucky. After a few minutes, I saw him coming, and his body looked bigger than the last time. As he was coming closer, my heartbeat was getting so loud that I could hear it myself. I started to sweat from fear. He came and sat across me, and just after that, I heard the buzzer sound starting. It was not just a nightmare that I was having. It felt as if I am living this nightmare. The buzzer sound stopped, and a loud sound of the slap echoed, and before I could get used to it, I felt another tight iron hand slap on my face. I think I felt my jaw being dislocated, and before I could think of any thought, another one came within the period of 2 seconds. I felt a sharp pain in my tongue. My tooth broke and got stuck in the corner of my tongue. Thank God that I woke up. I ran to the bathroom stumbling and saw blood coming out from the corner of my mouth. My jaws were hurting and I was feeling dizzy. I opened my mouth and saw the tooth that was stuck to my tongue. I somehow managed to pull it out, but I started to lose consciousness. And that was when I felt that my hands were also aching to an unbearable extent. I somehow managed to stay conscious and called Hannah, my girlfriend, and asked her to take me to the emergency room. And right after the call, I passed out. I woke up in a hospital bed and Hannah was talking to the doctor. My entire face was covered in dressing bandages, and I guess they had put my jaw back in place, which I could tell by the pain and the bandages wrapped around there. "Who did this to you?" Hannah asked me with a concerned voice. I kept quiet because of the pain. I was unable to speak. "Let him rest, ma'am, and don't make him talk." A nurse came and warned Hannah. After that, Hannah told me that she will be back, and left. I got discharged that evening, and doctors told me to take some precautions to help me. I called my neurologist after that and told him about everything. Surprisingly, he told me to perform a weird experiment on myself. That night before going to bed, I tied my hand to the corners of the bed. It was a difficult thing to do, but I still managed to tie them. That night, I fell asleep early because of all the effects of the medicine, and I woke up in the power slap ring again. But this time, the person with the blurred face did not hit me even once. Instead, he kept sitting across from me. I was still terrified the entire time. I woke up the next morning, and it was a hassle to untie myself, but I still managed to do it after a struggle. I was having extreme pain in my wrist area. I guess I may have tried to free myself during sleep, which must be because of the nightmare. But I was feeling relieved a bit that I was not hit this time. I had an appointment with my neurologist today and had already informed my boss about my leave period because of a medical issue. He was still the same, but who cares? I needed the time off from work for my treatment. I went to the doctor and gave him every single detail. He told me that his diagnosis was complete, and I have REM sleep behavior disorder. According to his diagnosis, REM sleep behavior disorder is something which the patient harms himself and often suffers from unpleasant dreams. So I was the one hurting myself. I could not believe it. He told me several reasons that led to this, including guilt, trauma, or stress which could have caused this. He prescribed it for me and asked me to come back the next day for a nocturnal sleep study. I was extremely exhausted and did not want to go back to my apartment. My entire face was covered in bandages and everything was just hurting. That was when I heard the voice of an old woman. "Oh my, you have a spirit attached to you." As she said that, I looked at her in disbelief, thinking she had gone senile. But she continued, "It's someone you killed. Be careful, boy. He doesn't look like he's planning on leaving." She handed me a bracelet saying it would help me while looking at me with sympathetic eyes. and left. I kept staring at the bracelet in my hand, and suddenly, John came to my mind. It was the last match of the power slap, and I was up against a man named John who was infamous for his brutal slaps and never lost a match to anyone. Well, it was not the original power slap, not like the reality show. It was a different one that followed all the rules and everything as the original one. I wanted to win at any cost, so I brought dozens of sleeping pills along with some others, crushed them, and carefully spiked his energy drink, which he drank entirely. The effects kicked in, and as soon as the buzzer stopped, I continuously slapped him, making his face swell up. He lost the game and fell unconscious, and he woke up after getting good sleep. But for some reason, the effects of the sleeping pills did not fade. The next day, he excused himself and left without saying a word. I could tell that he was dizzy. That evening, I got the news that he died in an accident while he was driving back home. I guess he may have fell asleep while driving. Was that the reason I am having sleeping problems? I thought, while putting the bracelet on. Hey guys, thanks so much for all the support. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, please feel free to do so. Ugh, I cannot believe it. He's doing it again. It's the fifth day in a row. This is so irritating. I woke up as soon as I slept from the noises coming from the apartment above mine. My sleep schedule is getting distorted because of him. He seems to be a huge fan of Power Slap because he has been playing every single episode in a loop all night for the past few days. At first, I was okay with this, but now it is just getting frustrating. You must be thinking, what is going on here, right? Then let's start from the beginning. It was 8 a.m. and I was getting ready for work when suddenly I heard the fire alarm. I opened my apartment door to find out what was going on. And I saw that everyone was running out with essentially stuff in their hands. That was when someone stopped by me and said, "Get out of this building. There is a huge fire on the third floor, and it's only getting bigger." I went inside and took my car keys, wallets, cards, laptop, and whatever I thought needed saving. After taking them hurriedly, I went out of my apartment and exited the building. I put things in my car and took them out as well. I was wishing that the fire did not spread to my apartment, because if that were to happen, I would be homeless. After a few minutes, it looked like the fire had spread to my floor as well. That was when I heard the sound of the fire department's vehicle. They told us that we could go to our work because it would take time to extinguish the fire from the building. I half-heartedly went to work and was wishing for my apartment to be okay. When I came back, I saw that my apartment was not in living condition. They told us to stay somewhere else for the time being till they fixed our apartments. I had nowhere else to go. I went through ads to find an apartment on an urgent basis, but I was so unlucky that I could not find any. After that, I went to stay the night at a hotel. I was having dinner at a nearby restaurant when I saw a flyer. It said, "Tenant needed for a one-bedroom apartment urgently." The rent was also cheap, so I immediately called, even at the time, because I did not want to lose this to someone else. The owner told me to come the next morning. The next day, I went to see the apartment, and it was just a small one room with a bath attached to it. It wasn't an ideal one, but I had no other choice, so I just signed the lease agreement for it. I had already told the owner about my condition, so the agreement was made according to that. When I was moving, I saw a man, big, huge built, but he must be in his 40s, going up the stairs. I figured he must be someone who lived here. The owner told me that not many people lived here in the building. There were only two other apartments occupied outside of mine, one on the first floor and another on the upper floor than mine. That night, as I was about to sleep, I heard noises coming from upstairs. Basically, it was the sound of someone watching the Power Slap reality television show. I thought it would stop after an episode or so, but it continued the entire night. Guess someone must be a huge fan of Power Slop. That's what I thought. Tried sleeping. But it was of no use because I could not sleep at all. The next day, I was feeling tired throughout the day and I could not focus on work. I thought I would complete my sleep tonight, but I was wrong. Because as I was about to sleep, I heard the voice of the Power Slap's first episode starting louder than last night. I tossed and turned in frustration all night, thinking that it was okay and maybe I would be able to sleep the next night. But the same thing continued the next night, and the night after that. And it's not like I did not tell the building owner about it. I did. But he said that he does not interfere with the issues in the building, and we were supposed to deal with it on our own. So I decided to talk to him face to face. The next morning before going to work, I went to the floor and rang his doorbell, but there was no answer. I continued to ring the doorbell, but even after half an hour, there was no response. So I thought maybe he's not in his apartment. After that, I went to work and decided I would talk to the guy today, no matter what. After coming back from work, I directly went to his floor, and instead of ringing the doorbell, I started to bang on the door. But no response this time either. I went back to my apartment and was hoping that he would not play Power Slap tonight, but I was wrong again. I woke up from my sleep to the noises coming from upstairs, which were louder than ever. I stomped out of my apartment in frustration and went upstairs. No one opened, even after ringing the bell or banging the door, but I decided to talk to him no matter what because I did not sleep a wink for the past few days and I felt like I was getting mad. I looked around and saw the kitchen window open on the left side of the floor, so I decided to call him through that because apparently he was unable to hear all my voices coming from the television. But what I saw through that made me feel sick and terrified to my bones. The man was sitting on the couch eating a human leg while staring at the TV and watching Power Slap like a psycho. There was a man's body hanging near him without legs or hands. The blood was dripping on the floor from his body. I felt sick from the scene that I had witnessed. The man picked up the remote, turned on the volume, and picked up something that looked like a knife, but was huge in comparison. I ran from there immediately to my apartment and locked the door from inside. I was too terrified to think of anything at the moment, so I just curled up in my bed the entire night. The next day, I packed my stuff from there and ran out of the apartment. I booked a hotel room and decided to stay there for the next few days. After that, I called the owner of the building, telling him about my moving out, whatever was happening on the upper floor. I don't know if he knew about it or not, but I decided to not get involved in this any further. Chicken move, right? I know. But I'm not one of them who has the guts to take action and face the criminal in any way possible. I have no idea how many days it's going to take for my apartment to get fixed, so I'll be staying in this hotel till then. I was abducted at the age of 8 by a sadist man named Luca, and I've been living as his sex and torture slave since then. The day I was abducted, I was playing in the park when he came to me and started to talk with me nicely. He told me his daughter, who could not walk, was in his car and asked me if I would like to play with her. He asked me to follow him, and I thought he was a good person, so I followed him. Big mistake, right? Yes, I know that now, but I was 8 back then. I know at that age we all have been immature, but always acted like we were mature enough to differentiate between good and bad. I followed him while talking to him as soon as we reached the car. He put a handkerchief over my nose, and I passed out. When I woke up, I was in a huge room, and that man was sitting beside me and staring. I started crying and asking him to let me go home. But he slapped me hard and told me to keep my mouth shut or he would kill me. I was terrified, so I followed his command like a scared puppy. He looked at me lustfully while smiling, like a monster, which terrified me even more. After that, he came closer and tore my clothes. I did not know what was happening to me, but I was so scared that he was going to kill me, so I kept quiet and sobbed silently. But then he started doing something to me which was painful as hell. I started to bleed, and I thought I was going to die. I kept screaming, but the monster did not stop, and I passed out eventually. When I woke up, I was alone in the room, and my entire body was hurting like crazy. I tried to get up, but I felt dizzy and fell. I was feeling a sharp pain in the lower half of my body, and I was unable to move. I thought I was going to die back then when I thought he was trying to kill me, but I guess that I may have survived somehow. After that, I started to think about how to run from there. But as I was unable to move my body, I kept lying on the bed while thinking. All I could think was to hide somewhere. But then the man came back. He looked at me, and without saying anything, pulled out a small iron rod. He beat my legs over and over again until they started to bleed. And then when he was done, he said, "I know you must be thinking of running away, but now you won't be able to. From this, you won't be able to move for a few days." After that, he did the same thing as before to hurt me and continued doing it day after day. It's been years, and I am stuck in this hellhole, unable to run from him. He makes me do chores, beats me up with different tools each time, and rapes me continuously. A new reality television show has been aired these days, Power Slap, which he watches every night. He makes me sit with him and watch them together. The contestants slap each other continuously until one of them wins. Sometimes they are even knocked out by this. As I just told you, he makes me sit with him to watch, which what I meant by that is that the psycho not only watches Power Slap, but performs it on me while watching the show until I am knocked out each time. And if I try to block him in the process, he starts to kick me and told me not to do that. As a result, I am continuously in pain throughout the day, and I started to have several concussions, but he doesn't care. Today was the seventh day in a row that he called me to watch that sick show Power Slap with him. I was trembling the entire time sitting there while he kept hitting me. With the last slap, I was knocked out unconscious. And then I woke up while he was standing over me with a packet in his hands, staring at my belly annoyingly. He handed me the thing and left after telling me what to do. It was a pregnancy test. I was supposed to pee on it, and if two pink lines were to show in there, I was to immediately tell him about it. I figured two pink lines mean pregnancy. I was hoping for it to be negative while taking it because I did not want my child to suffer the same fate as me. But my prayers went into vain when another pink line got visible after the one. I started to panic. If I were to tell him, he would take the child away from me and go through these things with the child as well. I was called by him and figured that it was time for Power Slap. I had decided what to do and how to save my child from suffering the same fate as me. So I quietly went there, and I was walking, and I saw his back. He was sitting on the sofa watching the show. I moved there without making a noise and stood behind him. As he was about to turn, I slapped him in the back of the neck with a knife that I brought from the kitchen. His eyes popped out in vain, and he died while looking straight into my eyes. I never knew it was this easy to get rid of him. If I knew, I would have done this earlier. But I guess I wasn't brave enough. Thank God that this pregnancy changed me in a good way. Enough to remove all the problems away from my future child's life. I turned my head toward the television. The Power Slap's eighth episode was streaming. I sat next to his dead body, turned his face toward the television, and said, "You should see the final episode. to find out who won.
This happened less than a month ago. I'm a petite female in my 20s. I'm currently living in Mexico to escape life, a little after post-grad in a city that is not known as a dangerous place. A lot of foreigners live here, and I haven't heard any safety concerns. I'm living with my cousin who works from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., but houses are in a pretty good area with a school, nice hotel, and Starbucks within walking distance. Just to give you an idea of how unexpected this was, the incident happened while my aunt was visiting us from Mexico City. She stayed home all day with me, while I usually studied or watched Netflix. On this day, I was planning to have a chill day since I had woken up at around 11:30 a.m. I was watching something on my computer when I started to hear some loud pounding, like someone was working on something with a hammer. This was around midday. I thought my aunt had let some repairman in to do some work. I was under the assumption my aunt was still in the house, so I wasn't too worried and continued to watch my show. The hard noise stopped, and I heard two male voices talking casually. This made me feel more confident that they were there to fix something. I get up from bed to fetch my phone, and I don't have any service plan down here to message my aunt on Facebook to see what's going on. I didn't get a reply from her, so I just took it as she was busy and go back to lying in bed to not thinking of anything of the noise. 5 minutes later, I hear footsteps coming up the door. Take in mind, I'm lying in bed with my back to the door. When the door opens, I see a man. He was a pretty normal-looking guy with facial hair and dressed rather cleanly. Like if you saw him in public, you wouldn't think anything negative about him. As soon as he saw me, he shut the door and went downstairs. Then I heard another huge noise that I led to realize was him slamming the front door shut. My room is first room above the stairs, so the first thought was that this repairman accidentally opened my door. I thought he was trying to get access to our patio. I was a little confused, but again, didn't think anything of the situation. I slowly walk downstairs calling my aunt's name, but I get no response. As soon as I make it down the stairs, I hear my aunt in a panicked voice saying that they robbed us. They took the TV. She forgot to lock the first iron door of the house, which made it easy for them to break into the second door. She said that when she was walking by from the store, she noticed someone by the house. She asked him what he wanted, and he said he was looking for a teacher, and he got into a car with the other man and left. She didn't notice the TV in their car or anything suspicious until she got to the house. She mentioned that someone had rang the doorbell before she left to go to the store. When she went to check, no one was there. She believed they'd been watching her and my cousin, so when they opened the bedroom door, they were caught off guard and dipped. It's really frightening to think what could have happened if they didn't get scared off by seeing me. The cops came and were then telling me that they often kidnap girls or rape them. I know I got lucky.